Hello, children. Welcome to Spring Branch Academy, where we are seeking to instill wisdom and inspire worship in every student to the glory of God. Speaking about God, we've learned that his attributes are good and great. God is great, and God is good. Let us thank him for this food. And so the greatness of God is his bigness, that he's infinite in space and time. He's omnipresent and eternal, and he's infinite in power and knowledge. He is omnipotent and omniscient. All that means he's sovereign. He's infinite in authority. God is the king. But God is also good, and the universe would be such a horrible place to live in if that infinite being was not good. But he is good. And his goodness is lots of attributes. I'm going to list just five. His righteousness. He acts according to glory, intrinsic worth. In other words, like a dog is worth more than a worm, and a baby is worth more than a dog, God is worth far more than even a baby or any human being. And so it is right to save a baby and leave a worm to die if the house is burning. It is right to honor God over honoring any human being. So when we act rightly, we act according to what is true about glory. Who has the most glory? So God does all things for his own glory, ultimately. He is a righteous God. But he's faithful. He acts according to his word. He always keeps his promises. And he is just. He acts according to what is right in people's actions. He acts according to their deeds. The Bible says that he renders to a man according to his deeds. That's God's justice. So the wicked get punished and the righteous get rewarded. That's God's justice. If that's all there was in God, we would be in trouble because we are not righteous. We are wicked. But God also is merciful and gracious. He is merciful in not giving us what we deserve. And he's gracious in giving to us what we could never deserve. Grace is a favor. You can't make somebody give you a favor. And so we could never earn it or deserve it. He gives it freely. And mercy is withholding punishment, taking pity upon us in our misery. And so mercy is not giving us what we deserve, and grace is giving us what we can never deserve. God is a good God, isn't he? In rhetoric, well, last week I never gave you a definition of rhetoric. Rhetoric is the art of persuasion. To persuade people to act. That's why it starts with the audience and ends with action. Now, there's three ways that the ancients said we can influence somebody. There can be good rhetoric and bad rhetoric, children. Good rhetoric is when we speak the truth in love. It would be for their true good, and we want to persuade them, like when we want to persuade people to believe in Jesus. But there's bad rhetoric. When we want to persuade people to do wrong, or when we have selfish motives to persuade people to buy our product, when we know it's actually not a good product. And so the three ways is an appeal to character, an appeal to emotion, and an appeal to argument. It's called ethos and pathos and logos. Say it with me. Ethos, pathos, and logos. Aristotle first pointed at them, and I think in general, these are ways that God put into the world by which people are persuaded. Ultimately, though, in order to believe in Christ, the Holy Spirit has to persuade us, and he overcomes deeply the blindness that the devil gives us. So people are far more than just ethos, pathos, and logos. There are deeper things at work. But these are symptoms or means that we can use. So ethos is an appeal to the character of the one speaking. Pathos is an appeal to the emotional state of the audience, and logos is an appeal to argument. It's the reasoning itself. That's why it sounds like logic. Two scripture verses are from Paul's letters today. We have the golden chain and the fruit of the Spirit. The golden chain from Romans 8:30 and the fruit of the Spirit from Galatians 5:22 to 23. The golden chain tells us that those who are believers in Christ are eternally safe. Whom he predestined, those he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. But whom he justified, these he also glorified. Whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. But whom he justified, these he also glorified. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And I know some of you children know a song for those nine fruit of the Spirit. And so go ahead and sing about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The bonus passages are the Romans road. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, Romans 6:23. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart, one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth one confesses unto salvation. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Give ear and hear the words of the wise, and set your heart to what I know. For words are pleasant when they arise, assembled and ready from down below. That in the Lord may be your trust, I teach you now, today I must. Have I not written to you 30 words in counsel and information, that you may learn, that you may answer the truth in recitation? Number 27 pertains to good government. A good government punishes criminals. It is doing good to the rest of society when we punish criminals. It is not good to judge a hood good. Leave the crook on the hook or be cursed. Throw the book at the crook and be blessed. It is not good to judge a hood good. A hood is a name for a criminal. Leave the crook on the hook or be cursed. Throw the book at the crook and be blessed. In math, we're learning about the coordinate axes. The line up and down is the y-axis. The line sideways, back and forth, is the x-axis. And on a piece of paper, you can make an x-axis horizontal, a y-axis vertical, and then you can locate any point on a piece of paper by how many places you go over on the x-axis and how many places you go up on the y-axis. I learned it that it's a ladder. Some student told me this. You move the ladder horizontally before you go up the ladder to nail up a nail in the wall for a picture. You don't first go up the ladder and then lean over to try and nail it, or you'll fall off the ladder. So do the x-axis first, then do the y-axis. And what are the first 12 multiples of 12? 12, 24, 36, 48, 60, 72, 84, 96, 108, 120, 132, and 144. Well, we've studied the four fundamental forces, and that was our fun, fun, fun song last week. And the first law of thermodynamics, the conservation of mass and energy. And the second law of thermodynamics, everything moves from order to disorder. In modern physics, there are two main disciplines, quantum and relativity. To be specific, there's quantum physics, and there's special relativity and general relativity. In quantum physics, everything is in little packets. Even energy, even light, comes in little packets called photons. And so it's way, way, way too small for you to see. So that's why we think it's like opening up a spigot of water and letting it flow out. But even in water, if we got down, 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 we could see that they're little water molecules, little specks. And so also in energy, when it discharges, hits a wall, the light is like little specks hitting the wall. And so I find it interesting that God made the world digital, like you can count it, versus all of it being something you measure. Well, we could talk more about the speed of light and things, but let's move on to geography in the book of Acts. Acts 1:8, you shall be my witnesses, right? When the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, you should be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And so we see in the book of Acts, the gospel starts in Jerusalem, then goes out to the areas to the north in Samaria, to the west in Judea, and then finally to the ends of the earth, even Rome. Gather and scatter, gather and scatter. The churches are built by gather and scatter. Gathered at Pentecost, scattered by Stephen. Gathered at Antioch, scattered to heathen. But should the gathered heathen have Jewish circumcision? Let all apostles gather to settle now the matter. No, we're saved by grace through faith in Christ. Just look how God gave heathen life. So out went Paul to gather and scatter, further and further to gather and scatter. Pentecost power and Jerusalem witness, Peter and John and the lame brought to fitness. Stephen is stoned, but the word of God spreading. Philip, a eunuch, and Saul as he's heading. Barnabas, Paul, the mission to Gentiles. Trials, a shipwreck, unhindered in Rome. The visions of John then call us all home. And we're bringing back again that song for the book of Revelation. Seven seals, seven trumpets, seven bowls lead to judgment. Are you ready for that final day? Sealed in Christ, we are forgiven, saved from wrath and bound for heaven. Jesus is the sinner's only way. All right, children, have a good rest of the day. Until next time, God bless you. Amen.